you know, going through the bulletin, is be tagged the month of our spiritual fruitfulness. The month of our spiritual fruitfulness. Yesterday night, when I was to get the rotor for the month together, I just told my husband, I said, I'm going upstairs to prepare for the Sunday school. And he said, but you are taking the sermon. I said, yes. I said, I know one thing. You know, when you have people who are principled, bro, Shegun is a principled man. And I know that he doesn't like 99.9-hour, you know, information. So I said, I know that, you know, telling bro Shegun 10 o'clock, prepare for Sunday school tomorrow, and he's still taking the iron sharpened iron, will be too much on him. He said, so get somebody else to take the Sunday school. I said, at this time, I don't think I will get anybody. But when I got upstairs, I started to prepare, you know, the rotor, and the laptop just started messing up. So I said, okay, you know what? Bro Shegun, you still have to take it up. I did not bother to open the Sunday school manual. I just texted him, prepare for Sunday school. I was praying, Father, don't let him say no. And no, about 3-4 minutes after, I said, okay, no, I just saw, okay, Pastor, I said, hallelujah. He didn't hear me. I said, hallelujah. So that one taking off my neck. But as God will have it, the first outline told us that for us to come out of what? Of barrenness, we need to have spiritual barrenness taken care of. And this month we'll be dealing, you know, on that topic, spiritual fruitfulness. Spiritual fruitfulness. Media, please, we need to work together now. Spiritual fruitfulness. And the text for this morning is from the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And I will just focus on a very popular verse, which is verse 28. Verse 28, I intended reading from the beginning, but I will just focus on verse 28. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And over every living thing that moves on the earth. See, as a matter of, you know, just bringing in an introduction, I said all of us are spiritual beings. When God was addressing this issue in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, he was not talking to people who had been formed. Do you know, it was after this that he actually had Adam and Eve coming to take over what had been prepared. So in the mind of God, he was talking to people who are first spiritual before they are physical. As you are, many will say, oh, I am this, I am that. And during the week, I was, you know, giving this analogy that when you say somebody is dead, what is dead in that person? It is the spirit. The body is still here. Some can cremate, some can bury. But what makes that person to cease living is that the spirit has decided to leave the body. So when God was saying this to to that committee, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he was actually saying, let us make spiritual beings that are like us. But the difference will be, we will give them a container called the body, that they will be able to move around and do what we are not permitted to do on earth. God is not permitted to come to this earth and begin to make things fruitful and to multiply. But you are able to move up and down. You are able to move from one axis of the earth to the other and make things to be fruitful and to multiply, because you have the medium to carry the real you, the spirit. So when we are talking about spiritual fruitfulness, the focus will be, how will I, first of all, in my spirit being, begin to be fruitful and multiply, begin to subdue and begin to have dominion? I read the story of a sister who was believing God for a partner. And when she went to pray, The pastor told her that, sister, you are now 32 years of age, but when you were born as a baby, your parents took you to a riverside, and unknown to them, they were conducting a marriage. They were giving you out in marriage. So from the time she was a baby, she was already married. But she was moving up and down the earth, believing that a day will come when a man will come and say, hello, sister, this is your teeth, I like it. Oh. So when the time came, according to the numbering of man, nobody came. Because the real self, the real her, had been married. No human being would dare go to a married woman to say, I want to marry you again. See, this morning we were told that if you want to break loose from barrenness, you must know the root cause of your barrenness. So why are we not having physical fruitfulness? Have you checked your spiritual life? Have you taken time to study your real self? If all that you are seeing every day is that in your dream, because what you see in your dream is your real self. You see yourself walking about naked. And no, when we open your wardrobe, you have one clothes for one day. So you have 365 clothes. You don't wear one twice. But when people see you, what they see is a naked man. I shared with the people that we pray with, that we are together after the service, that there was a man that was looking for a job, and he went to a workplace. As soon as he was entering, people started running. He got into the reception area, and the receptionist was like, we don't want you here, please get out. So in frustration, he left. He went to the second place, the same thing happened. Now when he now went to the third place, thank God for the gate man, who was a spiritual man, who was not just walking blindly. How is your spiritual vision? You want to see beyond the natural. When God was talking to Abraham, he said, lift up your eyes, and as far as you can see, I don't know, is it binoculars or phonoculars or which one coolers? But Abraham was not using glasses like BC. Abraham was using his natural eyes. And God was telling him, as far as... So what was God addressing? The spiritual eyes. I want you to tap somebody. Tell the person, stop being physical. Stop being physical. I know some of us, we have MFM background. And sometimes things are taken to the extreme. But it is better to be at the extreme. Because the principalities and powers that we are dealing with, they are at the extreme. There's no witch that wants you to leave. But we go about and we say, I gave my life to Jesus now. Even the devil was after Jesus. So the Lord Elohim told Abraham, said, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. In Sunday school this morning, we were told to do what? To lift up our eyes. Get matured. In your spiritual life, get matured. Leave that zone. Leave that comfort zone where you cannot fast for 2 hours. And the next will be, my eye is turning. Annie. No. Many things will not happen to you until you discipline your tummy. Kenneth Hagin said that until you are able to chew your esophagus, God will not feel you. Spiritual beings, be a spiritual man. Stop being physical. Stop taking things with levity. Stop not addressing issues on the face value. Somebody does not like you and you're just saying, just leave them. When they have finished boiling and boiling, they will not cool down. You are the one that is supposed to go and check what is making people to always turn their back on me. Why is it that when I start a relationship, it doesn't last? Now let me go back to that story of the lady who was married while she was still a baby. So after the time of fasting and everything, she now went home, continued in the prayer. And the pastor said, by the following morning, you will see a strange thing. Lo and behold, when she woke up in the morning, underneath her pillow, she saw a ring. How did the ring get there? How did the ring get there? Physically, there was no ring. And again, do you know, some of us that carry ring physically, in the spiritual, there's no ring. You are not married. May the Lord help us. So she saw the ring and quickly called the pastor. Ah, pastor, I saw rings. That while I was praying for you yesterday, your spirit husband got agitated and he said, I will let her go. You know, she got married 6 months after. Now, what happened to her before she met that man of God? She was dead while alive. She was dead while alive because her real self was sitting with somebody underneath the ocean. The story was also told of a woman who was in a marketplace and she was not selling. So she took it up in the place of prayer. And the following day, we know after starting the journey of prayers, when she got to the marketplace, the next neighbor called and said, you see, I can see that you want to gain insight into why you are not selling. Things are happening, though. So she said, how did you know? He said, you just started a journey yesterday. And you want to know why you are not selling. He said, don't worry, you will know. Now the question is, how did that neighbor know? You are just saying, you see, a time will come. The Bible said there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. But remember, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and it's only the violent that take it even by force. There's nobody who will come into fruitfulness and blessedness until that person becomes forceful in the spiritual. So tap somebody again. Stop being physical. Join me in preaching this thing now. Stop being physical. Steps to fruitfulness. How do we get our spiritual man to be empowered so that in this month of spiritual fruitfulness, we can become fruitful in the spiritual and have a physical manifestation? Many of us, we misplace this thing. We believe it is when you buy cars and things like that that you are fruitful. No. No. We heard of Nabal again this morning. Oh, he started as a very fruitful man, but at the end, he was barren. How do I get my spirit man to be fruitful so that everything I touch physically will begin to multiply? Number one thing, which is the most important, verse 4 of Genesis chapter 1. Verse 4 of Genesis chapter 1. He said, and God saw that the light was good, suitable and pleasant. I'm reading from Amplified. And he approved it. And he approved it. The first thing that you need to seek for in this month, so that you can be spiritually fruitful and have a physical manifestation, is to look for the good light, the great light. The Bible said in the book of John chapter 1, he said that the light came, and which is Jesus. Now from the beginning, there was nothing that was made outside of Jesus. So how do you want to operate in this month outside Jesus? You need to find your feet in the Lord Jesus. You need to come back to be surrounded by the good light. The light that is pleasant, the light that is suitable. The number two thing, so the first thing to seek for, if you are going to have spiritual fruitfulness this month, is to seek the light. Seek the light with all diligence. And how do you get that? Through the study of the word. Through listening to faith-lifting messages. There are so many messages on Facebook and social media these days that are not faith-lifting. They are emotional-lifting messages. Seek for faith, because it is only by faith that you can get to the level that God wants to take you to. The number two thing is that you seek that every darkness is separated from your light. The concluding part of verse 4 says, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God separated the light from the darkness. You need to spend time with God and cry to him, say, Father, separate every darkness from my light. Separate. 1 Peter 2 from verse 9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people who have been called what? Out of darkness. You must come out of darkness. You must come out of darkness. You cannot remain in darkness and be spiritually fruitful. Because when we are talking of darkness, we are talking about evil. Things that are outside of God. The Bible says that in God there is no iota of what? Of darkness. So for you to come back to being spiritually fruitful, everything called darkness must get out of your life. Number three thing that you need to seek and do for you to be spiritually fruitful and have physical manifestation this month is to have a thorough understanding of your spiritual fruitfulness. A thorough understanding of your spiritual fruitfulness. Like I said, the moment you talk about fruitfulness, many a times we think of cars, houses, having babies. And No. Those that did not have babies, many of them are spiritually fruitful. It's not the number of babies that you have that God will ask you, but he will ask you for the number of godly seeds that you are able to raise. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Mother Teresa had how many biological children? Nurses in the house? None. But look at the number of lives that Mother Teresa touched. Before you leave the earth, will you be another Mother Teresa? Who will be fruitful? Who will multiply? Who will touch lives? Who will subdue kingdoms? May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Have a thorough understanding. Number one, how to have a thorough understanding is having spiritual fruitfulness centers on bearing spiritual fruits that endures. See, that word, endures, it must continue to bear fruit. John 15:16, that's the reference for that. Number two, bearing the fruits of the Spirit. We were told in the morning there's a difference between gifts and fruits. And I think, two Sunday schools ago, we also talked about how gifts can kill, but fruits will always give life. Have a good understanding of why having the fruits of the Spirit is important. And why it is something you must pursue. Because until you begin to live in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, happiness, and meekness, self-control, patience, everything, it will be difficult to be spiritually fruitful. Number three thing to do, if you are to have an understanding, is abound in the word, in the study of the word, and in good works. 2 Corinthians 2:9, abound, increase in good works, increase in good works. And remember, you cannot do anything good except you are connected to the vine, which is the next thing. Now, have the sufficiency of Christ in you. have the fullness of Christ in you and be constantly connected to him, you can do nothing of your own. If you are to be spiritually fruitful, you can only tap from the fruitfulness of your master, who is Jesus. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. When we talk about fruitfulness, the number four step is to have a direct link to his being, to the being of the Most High. And I will quickly go into, when we say to his being, what does it mean? God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Until you are formed in the image of God, you cannot bear fruitful seeds. Now, when we talk about the image of God, what does it mean? You must mirror God in every aspect of your life. 1 John 5, 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God is born of God. You must be born of God. You must be born of God. You must be born of the word, of the water and of the spirit. You must be born of the word. 1 Peter 2, 22 to 24. You must be born of the word. And in Matthew 3, 11, you must be born of fire. You must have had your relationship with God taken back to Eden. The Bible said, at the evening, cool of the evening, the God of heaven himself, the Elohim, will come and check on Adam and Eve. They had a good relationship. Do you have a time that God is looking up to, at this time, I must go to check my daughter. I must go to check my son. Because I know that he or she will also be waiting for me. Do you have a waiting time before the Lord? For you to be spiritually fruitful, you must have that Edenic fellowship with God. The fellowship that you are expectant of his visitation and he is joyful to come and visit you. And again, Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said, God said, let us make them in our likeness. What does it mean? You must like God, and you must like him for who he is, for what he has, and for everything he believes in. You cannot decide your own way. You cannot decide to choose your own path and say you are doing what God likes. No. Jesus himself, the second man in the Trinity, said, I must do the will of him who sent me. Whose will are you ready to pursue in this month of March? If God is saying, this is what I like for this month, and you are saying, hey, God, you don't understand. Because you are in heaven, me, I'm the one here. The reality of everything is happening here. Then you won't be fruitful. And there will be no physical manifestation. So in this month of March, make up your mind to pursue what God wants. Only focus on what he wants and nothing else. The key to enter God's kingdom is in doing his will and doing what pleases him. Matthew 7, 28. In doing his will and in doing what pleases him. You must be connected to the vine. John 15, verses 4 and 6 to 8. John 15, verses 4 and 6 to 8. You must be connected to the vine. You cannot stay afar off. You cannot stay disconnected. No, from the one who made you in his own image and likeness. And say you want to do as he has done. Or as he is doing. Jesus said, greater works than this you will do. But the only way to do those greater works, which we term as fruitfulness, oh, we are able to raise the dead, we are able to do this. The only way to be able to do that is by staying connected to the God of heaven. And lastly, your faith must be a very strong one. Because when God begins to take you through the spiritual journey, many things will not make sense. Many things will not make sense. Your spiritual ears, your spiritual mind, your spiritual heart, everything must now become open to the God of heaven. You must have this total reliance on Him. Believe Him for every word. Believe Him. Believe Him. Believe in His leadership. Believe. Because doing otherwise will land us in the land of barrenness. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So in conclusion, are you ready to be your real self this month? Are you ready to stop being physical and coming to the realization of, I am a spiritual being. I am a spiritual being. I have everything that will make me to be fruitful in the realm of the spirit. If you are not fruitful in the realm of the spirit, every physical manifestation of the so-called blessing will go down the way of Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of the evildoer. If you are not connected to God, if you are not ready to walk in, be in the image and likeness of your maker, you are going to be counted as an evildoer. And every blessing that follows an evildoer will be for a time. God did not tell us in Genesis 1:28 that we'll be fruitful and multiply for a season. No. It is something that needs to go from generation to generation. Are you ready to stop being physical? Are you ready, to please God this month? His image is a glorious one, and His likeness is a perfect one. Get connected, get intercepted into the God of heaven, and there will be no more barrenness. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Yeah. Shall we just rise up and quickly talk to the Lord this morning? And we are going to just first thank Him, because there will be restoration. There will be, the Bible says, my people perish for what? Lack of understanding. Now you have been told that you are not a physical being. So the understanding of who you are has been given to you this morning. So I want us to first thank God for, giving us that understanding. And He will give us the ability to be able to take it up as a challenge. To be able to grow ourselves spiritually. To be able to do things, reflecting the image and the likeness of God. I want us to appreciate God. I want us to appreciate God. We are just going to pray this two prayers, because we are starting a new month. Because we are starting a new month. And I pray that the Lord God of heaven will hear us in the name of Jesus. There's not the story of Elijah and Ahab. The Bible said that Elijah, after he had prayed, he told Ahab, climb this chariot and begin to go. But after the prayer session, because he knew that this thing is not a physical thing, Ahab went the way of a physical man. But Elijah went the way of a spiritual man. The Bible said he outran Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. And while I was meditating on this, I went to check the meaning of Jezreel. And that is where we are going to focus our prayer this morning as we enter the month of March. What does Jezreel mean? Jezreel means God will sow. Am I saying something to somebody this morning? God will sow. God will plant. So if God Himself this month, by the time you decide to come back to Him, decides to now take you and plant you where you are supposed to be, who will stop your fruitfulness? Nobody. Nobody. So we are going to tell God. I don't know how you want to pray it, but that is the main prayer that we are praying today. Father, take me to my Jezreel. Plant me yourself this month. Plant me yourself this month. Father, in the name of Jesus, take me to my Jezreel. Take me to my Jezreel. Father, I don't want to go the way of Ahab, believing in in chariots, believing in horses, believing in the power of man. Father, I want to go, oh God, in the line of Elijah. I want to be helped divinely. Father, in the name of Jesus, take me to my Jezreel. 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 In the name of Jesus, take me to my Jezreel. I thought somebody would pray very well. Because if God himself plants you, the Bible said, look at Psalm 1. He said, he shall be like a tree planted, tended by the streams of water. Who is it that will plant you by the streams of water? It is God himself. It is God himself. The Bible said, look at Psalm 92. He said, they that be planted in the house of our God, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Why not talk to the Lord this morning? Father, plant me in my own Jezreel. In the name of Jesus, plant me, Lord. Father, when you plant me, I will be flourishing. I will bring forth fruit. My life, oh God, in this month will take a new turn. I will, oh God, show forth your praise. Everyone that sees me will know that surely there's a God in me. In the name of Jesus, Father, plant me, oh God. Take me to my own Jezreel. In the name of Jesus, take my home to our own Jezreel. Take my career to your own Jezreel. Sow us, oh Lord. Plant us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, plant us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, plant us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, plant us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen.